For us, though, a priority is TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've got to get this thing done. It's a good deal for us. It's not a perfect deal, but it's a good deal, especially when you look at Japan taking our tariff from 38.5% down to 9%. And we've got to get something done as quickly as possible because Australia has a side deal with Japan right now. So they already have a 10% tariff advantage over us. So their product's cheaper, and they are eroding our access. So every day we don't pass the TPP, that's money out of our pocket right now.
And, you know, we've heard different opinions. Mr. Ryan's got one opinion. Mr. McConnell over on the Senate side talking lame duck.
You know, we keep hearing lame duck. That's just not acceptable to us. We're going to continue to push to get this done as quickly as possible because we need it now. And, again, it's about the fact that we are already losing money without TPP, and we will continue to lose money if we don't get this thing passed.
And I know there's some political observers in D.C. say that Republicans are just going to they're not sure that they can swallow hard enough to allow this president to have that victory.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, you know, we do have a lot of friends in the Republican Party that have helped us on issues. But if that is the position they are taking, then they are hurting us directly. This president has been very forthcoming in his negotiations. He has worked with us. We've been able to work with him. And we think that he has done a great job on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So if the Republicans are playing that kind of game, they need to understand that they're taking money out of our pockets right now. And that is just unfortunate and unacceptable.